This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex yesterday. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP Mukesh Rajput was also injured. He said tribal MP Fangon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Proceedings of both Houses of Parliament were marred yesterday over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition MPs, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and other trooped into the well. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m, the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December 10th. Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has successfully implemented a framework to ensure the traceability of all commercial SMS. Ministry of Communications said in a statement that this is a major step towards creating a safer and spam-free messaging ecosystem. This initiative marks a significant milestone in TRAI's ongoing efforts to safeguard consumers from spam while enhancing the transparency and accountability of commercial messaging systems. All major principal entities have now registered their message transmission chains with access providers. From 11th of this month, SMS traffic sent through unregistered parts is being rejected, marking the culmination of this massive exercise. Niti Aayog has released a report on site adjacent factory employee accommodation worker housing for manufacturing growth in New Delhi. The report explores the crucial role of secure, affordable, flexible and efficient accommodations for industrial workers in boosting India's manufacturing sector. It identifies key challenges, offers actionable solutions, and highlights the pivotal interventions required to scale up such housing facilities across the country. In the Union Budget 2024-25, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized the importance of rental housing with dormitory-style accommodations for industrial workers. This initiative, to be executed under a public-private partnership model with viability gap funding, support and commitments from anchor industries, underscores the government's commitment to addressing a critical component of India's manufacturing ecosystem. In the Women's T20 cricket series, India beat the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat first, India posted their highest ever total in women's T20s, scoring 217 for 4 in 20 overs, thanks to Smriti Mandhana's 77 runs of 47 balls and Richa Ghosh's quick fire 54 runs of just 21 balls. Richa Ghosh also equaled the world record for the fastest 15 women's T20Is, reaching 50 in just 18 balls. In reply, the West Indies could only manage 157 for the loss of 9 wickets in 20 overs. For India, Radha Yadav took 4 wickets. In Nigeria, at least 35 children have been killed in a stampede at a school Christmas fun fair in southwestern city of Ibadan. Police yesterday reported that 6 others were also critically injured. The stampede occurred when large crowds gathered for promised cash handouts and food. And that is the end of this news bulletin.